guys, though? Quite a few of you. A little bit about myself. I just celebrated my 11th wedding anniversary. I've been married for 11 years. Last week. I have a 9-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter. Yeah, you could cheer for that if you want. Yeah. Do any of you guys want to guess how old I am? You right there. 43. Like it. Not quite. Right here, you. Yeah, you. 35. No. Let's go over here. I am 32. Yes. For some reason, every time you guys hear that I have kids, you just assume I'm so old. I was homeschooled. A lot of you guys were homeschooled. With my daughter, I just watched the Descendants movies. Have you guys seen Descendants? 1, 2, and 3. Okay, maybe watch all 4. Maybe I stopped paying attention. I don't know. I just started doing jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Do any of you guys wrestle? So not only am I a big guy, but I can tackle a bear if I need to. Do any of you guys play Brawl Stars? I'm a big Brawl Stars player. I have... What? I have 89. I got 25,000 trophies. So I'm pretty serious, okay? Anything else you guys want to know about me? Anything at all? I'll do a couple of these. What? August 26, 1992. Right here. I do not. Just Brawl Stars. Back there. Yeah. Say it loud. No. Don't call it out unless I pick on you. What'd you say? What's my favorite movie? I have lots of favorite movies. Oh, wait. Hobby or movie? She's saying movie. I think it's Lord of the Rings. I just watched it with my son. Let's do someone over here. Right here. You. Okay. Well, you right here. My favorite Brawl Stars character? Clancy. Right here. That's so cool. Right here. I'm a white belt. It takes a long time. Okay, you're the last one. Yankees Blue. I think I know you. What's your dad's name? Yeah, Taylor is my cousin. That's crazy. Anyways, super excited to be here with you all. How many of you guys have heard about Job and the book of Job before? Have many of you guys heard that? We are going to look at someone else in the Bible who has a similar story to Job, and his name is Joseph, okay? Have any of you guys heard the story of Joseph? How many of you guys? How many of you guys seen The Prince of Egypt? The movie? Or do you guys not watch those anymore? If you haven't watched it, you should watch it, okay? Okay, so if you guys have your Bibles, let's open those up and turn them to Genesis 37, okay? Genesis 37. Now, before we get, a lot has happened in the book of Genesis before we get to Genesis 37. So let's do some quick Bible trivia. I want to see how well you guys know your Bibles, okay? When you get to Genesis 37, raise your hand so I know how many people are there, okay? When you get there, raise your hand. Genesis is the very first book in your Bible. Then you're going to turn a couple pages till you see the big 37. Boys, it's a little weird that none of you guys are sitting right here, just to be honest. This It feels a little weird. Well, I talked to your counselor, you know, before you just move. He fell. Okay, so the Genesis, the very first book of the Bible. I want to do a little Bible trivia, see how well you guys know your Bibles, okay? Who can tell me what happens in Genesis 1 and 2? You, right here. God created the earth and everything in it. He created everything. How many days did he do it in? He did it in 6, and then he rested on the 7th day. We also see God in Genesis 1 and 2 create man and woman, Adam and Eve. Please don't do that. And they are the only things created in the image of God, right? And we see at the end of Genesis 2 that everything is very good, okay? But then we turn the page to Genesis 3, and what do we see happens? Genesis 3 is what we call the fall, okay? Adam and Eve, they eat the fruit that they were told not to eat. And something terrible happens. Sin comes into the world. Very good. But in Genesis 3:15, God makes a promise. Does anyone know what that promise is? He promises a savior. And he says that he will come and crush the serpent's head. In Genesis 4 and 5, sin continues to spread. We see Cain kill his brother Abel. And we just see generation after generation, people continue to grow farther and farther away from God. In Genesis 6 through 9, does anyone know what happens over here? Do you guys know what happens? 6 through 9. The world is so evil, he floods the whole earth. And he puts something in the sky. What is it? A rainbow. And what does the rainbow promise? No, just shout it out. I didn't hear what any of you said. To never flood the earth again. That's right. Yes, good job. 10 and 11, we see the Tower of Babel. They try and build a tower to the sky to talk to God. Genesis 12 through 25, we learn about this guy named Abram, who later turns into Abraham. And God promises three things to Abraham. Land, descendants, and blessing from the family. Hey, let's keep those papers to yourself. You right here in the pink shirt? Can you keep the papers to yourself, please, for me, just while I'm talking? He promises blessing, descendants, and land, okay? And then Abraham and Sarah, they have a baby at a very old age, very old, and his name is Isaac. We learn about Isaac through 25 and 27. Isaac marries Rebecca and has Esau and Jacob. And if you guys know about Esau and Jacob, something happens. Esau is born first, but Jacob tricks him and takes his blessing. Okay? Jacob runs away from his brother. He's scared of him, and he starts his own family, which leads us into the story of Joseph. Okay? So right away from the beginning of Scripture, we see just how messed up everything becomes, right? But God still has a promise, and we're going to focus on that a lot. So let's read Genesis 37, 1. We'll start in verse 1. Jacob lived in the land of his father's sojourners in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was pasturing the flock with his brothers. He was a boy with the sons of Bilhah and Zilpha, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to their father. So Joseph is out with his brothers. He comes back and he basically tells on his brothers. He gives a bad report. You guys ever do that? You guys have siblings? Do you guys ever maybe tell on them a little bit? Sometimes. Do your siblings ever tell on you to your parents? So how do you usually feel when your sibling goes to your parents? How do you usually feel? Do you usually get a little angry? So let's keep reading in verse 3 and see what happens. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any other of his sons, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a robe of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him. So not only does he go and tell on his brothers, which makes his brothers not like him, but he's also the favorite child. Another reason for his brothers not to like him, right? In verse 5, it says, "Now Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more. He said to them, 'Hear the dream that I have dreamed. Behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, a sheaf arose and stood upright. And behold, your sheaves gathered around, bless you, and it bowed down to my sheaf.' His brothers said to him, 'Are you indeed to reign over us? Or are you indeed to rule over us?' So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he had another dream. And in this dream, he told his brothers, 'Behold, I have dreamed another dream. The sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me.' But when he told it to his father and his brothers, his father rebuked him and said to him, 'What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brothers indeed come down to bow to ourselves to the ground before you?' And his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept this saying in mind." So one of the ways back then that God would reveal himself to people was through dreams. So this was a kind of a common thing. But Joseph telling his brothers, it's just the third reason now that his brothers have a reason to not like him, right? Imagine your sibling came to you and said, "Hey, I had a dream that you're going to bow down to me and I'm going to rule over you." Right? That's even worse than maybe telling on you or maybe being the favorite child. And back then, they would have understood that the sun and the moon and the stars, they would have understood this in this culture. The dream then, it was pointing towards Joseph's father, the sun, his mother, the moon, and his 11 brothers, the stars, were going to bow down to him. And that's why I think we even see his father. What does his father do when he hears this dream? He rebukes him, which is saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, what are you talking about?" Okay? And so we see the hate that his brothers have for him increases even more. Okay, I have a little activity for us. I need. We're going to do boys versus girls, okay? Because we all love a little competition. I need two girls who are really good at puzzles. Okay, you? Yes. Let's go, you in the green tank top. Now I need. Whoa, you got, what I'm looking for is what we call quiet hands. Okay, you got to be sitting down, hand raised. You in the blue shirt back there. You in the red shirt back there. Come on down. Okay, this is going to be your guys' puzzle, okay? You guys can just do it right here. Just wait till I say go, okay? Just try not to lose any in the cracks. If you do, it's not the end of the world, okay? This is going to be your guys' puzzle, okay? You guys can do it right here. And the first person to do the puzzle and then tell me what they see is going to be the winner, okay? On your marks. We're going to find out. And the girls, you got to cheer for the girls. Boys, you got to cheer for the boys, okay? On your marks. Get set. Go! Girls are off to a strong start. Look for the edge pieces, the edge pieces. Girls, you're falling behind. You're falling behind. You guys gotta work together. It's one puzzle. The boys are starting to pull it together. The girls, they're getting it together. There you go. Gotta focus. The boys are getting close. The boys are getting real close. Other side. The girls only have 4 more pieces. 4 more pieces. Oh, 2 more pieces! Find where it goes! Right there. The girls won! I helped them too. Okay, go find your seat. Okay, girls, stay right here. Okay, no, stay right here. So can you guys tell me what is happening on that? So you're not really sure, right? Because did you drop some pieces in the cracks?
I think so.
Okay, you guys can go have a seat, okay? What actually happened is I took some pieces out. Because I wanted to see what would happen. A lot of times this is what happens in life, right? We think we can see the whole picture, but we can't. And even as they try to describe, well, I think that's the Bible. I think this is coming out of the Bible. We try and just assume that we know what's going to happen, right? But what about, like, with our friends who crashed their plane, talked about Job, lost everything. What happens when we start losing everything? And we can't see the whole picture. Would we get worried?
Yeah.
It's sometimes hard to trust God when things are falling apart and we can't see the whole picture, right? Or is it just me? And that's what we're going to be talking about this week. God, even as things are crumbling around us, even when stuff doesn't make sense, God is good. He is sovereign. He has a plan. He loves us. And we're going to see that all throughout the story of Joseph. Okay, it says this in Colossians 1, 16 through 17. For by him all things were created, in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He holds the whole world in his hands. He holds you in his hands. He proved to you how much he loves you, and we can trust him as things are falling apart. We can trust that he has a plan, like we see in Genesis 3, right? He promised a savior who's going to crush the head of the serpent. We're going to be exploring that all week, okay? But he is sovereign. He has a plan. He is good. Let me pray for us, okay? Father, just so thankful for this opportunity to be here with all these kids. So thankful to open your word and look at the story of Joseph. God, I just pray that each and every one of these kids would walk away this week with a greater understanding of your love for them, a greater understanding of how sovereign and good you are, and that we can trust you in all circumstances. We pray all these things in your son's name. Amen.